Zvachem, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, 13:7. We continue to discuss the halachas of shechita and ha'ala b'chutz, the two separate isurei deraisa of both slaughtering and offering up a korban outside of the designated place, each of which carries the penalty of karas. And this mishnah is going to focus on these halachas as they apply to birds. Now, this is interesting and more complicated because, if you recall, when it comes to the ritual slaughter of a bird, if we bring bird as a korban, let's just focus on the Ola Sof, for whatever reason I want to, right now. Ola Sof was also burned, whereas the Chatha Sof isn't burned. Okay, we're talking about both Shechita and Ha'ala and burning up. So you recall that the way it's slaughtered is with Malika. The Kohen uses his fingernail through the back of the neck instead of using a knife as Shechita. Now, under normal circumstances, if you do Malika on a bird outside of the context of bringing korbanos, that's just essentially mutilation and the bird is a nevela, it's not kosher. And similarly, if you use a knife to shech the bird in the Azara, well, that's normally the proper way to slaughter a bird for like eating it, but it's invalid as a korban, you cannot bring it as an offering. So, since our basic governing principle of this whole perek has been the act for which you do shechita or ha'ala b'chutz is the kind of act where this is a korban which kind of could have and should have been brought on the mizbeach proper in the proper location, and it would have been effective korban. So then, since you brought it in the wrong place, now you're liable. So that makes it more complicated when it comes to the birds. Okay, so says the Mishnah inside, Hamolek esa of bifnim, if one does malika with a fingernail on a bird that was consecrated as, let's say, an olasa of, and he does that in the azar where it should be, that's a proper act, but then veha'ala b'chutz, he takes that bird out of bounds and brings it on a invalid, out of bounds mizbeach, so then chayev, he'll be liable for the ha'ala b'chutz, chayev to bring a chatas, or chayev karas, if you do it on purpose, because that bird, which was richly slaughtered properly with malika, bifnim, should have been brought bifnim on the mizbeach, because it's an ola self, and it wasn't, therefore he's chayev for bringing it outside. Malak b'chutz, if, however, he did malika with a fingernail out of bounds, out of the azara, so that now is not a ritual slaughter, it's just mutilation, and such a bird could not be brought on the mizbeach anymore. And therefore, the using of the fingernail to kill the bird isn't considered a shechita, so he's not be chayav for that. And now the bird isn't valid to be brought on the inner proper mizbeach, and therefore if it's brought on an improper out-of-bounds mizbeach, similarly, that doesn't constitute the act of ala b'chutz, for which one be chayav for karas. And therefore the Mishnah says, malak b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz, if one uses the fingernail to kill the bird, and then he offers it up out-of-bounds, all happening out of the Malika's out of bounds as well, then Potter, he's exempt. The Malika doesn't count as a Shechita b'chutz, and the Hala doesn't count as a Hala b'chutz because it wasn't a valid korban that could have been offered on the inside. If, however, Hashochet Esa'of Bifnim, if one does Shechita in bounds, meaning in the Azara, that was invalid. So that's, well, that's Aser to do, certainly not a Chiyav Kares, and if he takes that bird now out, Vehela b'chutz, and he offers it up on the mizbeach out of bounds, he'll also be pater for the ha'ala, because why? Because that bird couldn't have been offered on the mizbeach proper, the inbound mizbeach, because it was not richly slaughtered properly. It was used a knife instead of with a malika, with a fingernail. However, the fourth case, which is the interesting one, shachad b'chutz, if one used a knife to slaughter the bird out of the azara, vehela b'chutz, and he offers it up on the mizbeach out of bounds, chayev, he's liable. In fact, he's liable for two separate chataos, or two separate karas twice, because he's liable both for the shechita and the ha'ala b'chutz. Now, if you're scratching your head and you're wondering, wait a second, I thought the governing principle was you're only liable for stuff outside if it should have been brought inside, and here, shechita is not the way you do the slaughtering on the inside, and if you use a knife to shech the bird, you can't bring it on the mizbeach on the inside, so why are you liable for karas slash chatos over here? The answer is, it's a good question, but the answer is there's actually additional drushes, two separate drushes for each of these two things, and that's why. In other words, Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk, O Asher Yishchat Michutz Lamachene, the extra word there in O Asher Yishchat comes to tell you that also if you shecht with a knife a bird out of bounds, you'll be liable for the Shechita B'chutz. So that's a new din. And then in Pasuk Ches, it says the extra vav, the Aleihem Tomar, the extra vav connects the parsha, the first part, which talks about the shechita, with the second part, which talks about ha'ala, to tell you that the rules, like one commute to the other. So if you're, just as you're liable for using a knife to shecht a bird out of bounds, if you offer such a bird out of bounds, you'll be liable for the ha'ala as well. So those rules are the rules. That's the halacha. Everyone agrees to that. But the basis is based on additional drushes. Now, the Mishnah is going to make an observation. This observation it's sort of marveling at the sort of the paradoxical nature of these halachas, but it's not telling you anything new you didn't know before, what I just explained up to now, okay? And it's kind of hard to read these words. I'm going to do it best I can, and I hope it'll be perfectly clear, and you'll be able to go back. But it's not saying something new, okay? The Mishnah says, Nimtza, it's going to turn out then, in reflection on those four cases that we just set up to now, that derech hechsharto mibifnim, the way in which you prepare a bird, in bounds for korbanos, meaning derech hechsharto mibifnim is an i.e. malika, peturo b'chutz, if you did that same thing out of bounds, meaning malika out of bounds, you'll be pater. Right? Because we said it has to be the Shechita night, Pichayev, because the Malika out of bounds doesn't constitute Malika, doesn't constitute the ritual slaughter that's eligible to make you chayev. And conversely, Derech Hechsharto B'chutz, the way in which you prepare an animal to be liable for karas, to be liable for karas, when you do it out of bounds, i.e. Shechita with a knife, Paturo M'bifnim, if you do the same thing, slaughtering with a Shechita with a knife of a bird inbounds, you'll be pater not just for the shechita, which is a no-no, but not a chiv karas, but also if you offer it up out of bounds, you will not be liable for karas because it wasn't eligible to be brought inbounds. Okay, so that's that. Now, the next line of the Mishnah is even more hard to read because they're actually missing words, okay? We're going to have Rabbi Shimon arguing, but what he's arguing about is not what we said up to now. Rabbi Shimon agrees with everything we said up to now. Okay, he argues on a different point. He's reflecting on this sort of this nimta, this summary statement, and he's saying, it sounds like he's arguing with it, but he's not. He's arguing with the missing words, if you will, of the Mishnah, which are talking about Shechita at night. So let me say this outside first. You will recall that Shechita is only acceptable if done during the day. You may not do Shechita at night on Karbonos, okay? And if one does, it's invalid. However, if you recall back to Mishnah, the second Mishnah of Perek Test, 9-2, we had a machlokas over there. That Mishnah, in the ninth Perek, we're talking about things if they were invalid, but they were put on the mizbeach, should you take them off? And so there were some things we were saying that b'dievet, it's okay, leave them on. And some things were saying, no, even b'dievet, not okay, take it off. And Rabbi Yehuda, which is the sheet of the Chacham, which is the halacha, says if you shecht at night, that's totally invalid. If you shecht at night and then you put the animal on the mizbeach, you should take it down, move it from the mizbeach, okay, because it's totally invalid. However, Rabbi Shimon, who's the same Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah here, holds that although you're not supposed to shecht at night, and it's not valid, but b'di'evit, if you did shecht at night, and then you put on the mizbeach, you leave it there. So b'di'evit, it's acceptable. Okay? So, therefore, Rabbi Shimon's going to say, if you shecht at night, even inside, bifnim, if you offer it up outside, you'll be liable. Because b'di'evit, it could have gone and should have gone on the mizbeach. I don't know, should have gone, but b'di'evit, if it went on the mizbeach, it would have been left on the mizbeach. The Chachamim and the Halacha says, no, if you shecht on it, totally invalid. Even b'di'evit, you can't leave it on the Mizbeach, and therefore if you offered up b'chutz, you wouldn't be chayev. Okay? That's the main point of this machlokas here. Okay, the words are pretty hard, again, fairly hard to read. Let me just insert them here. Now, the missing words you don't have altogether are, right now, the Mishnah should say, says the Gemara, v'chein, and so too, hashochet behema bifnim, excuse me, if one slaughters with shechita an animal in the Azara, Balila at night, Vala b'chutz, Pater. If he brings that and offers it out of bounds, he'll be Pater, says the Tanna Kamma, says the Halacha, because b'di'evit is not okay. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree on that point. Shachat b'chutz Balila. However, if you shecht at night out of bounds, Vala b'chutz, and you offer it out of bounds, Chayev, you actually are Chayev. In fact, you're Chayev twice. Okay, and that, even the Chacham agree. This is a different point. The Chacham hold, and this Rabbi Shimon agrees to, that Shechita at night is restricted in the Azara for Karbanos, but if you do it b'chutz, you're liable to Shechita b'chutz. The fact that you did it at night doesn't exempt you. So shechting at night potters you from, inbounds, but out of bounds, if you Shechita at night, you're still liable for Karas, for Shechita b'chutz, okay? And in addition, everyone agrees that you're liable to, if you bring that Korban on the Mizbeach out of bounds, you'll also be liable for the Ha'ala. It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid if you're liable even at night, like the Rambam holds, or you're only liable if you bedu challah in the daytime, like the Ravid. At all events, on this point, on the point of shchita bifnim at night, if you're, and you ha'ala b'chutz, are you chayev or not? Tanakama, and the missing word said, you're pater, because if you shech the night, you can't put on the mizbech, and if you put it there, you take it down. Rabbi Shimon's going to say, no, you're liable for that, because if you shech it at night bifnim, and you put it on the proper mizbech, then b'di'evad, you don't take it down. Inside, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayavan alav b'chutz, any act of shechita that you'd be liable for if you do it out of bounds, chayavan al kayot bo bifnim, you'll be liable also if you do it in bounds. Shechayavan b'chutz, that is it, if you then go and bring it and you offer it, the animal you shechted, out of bounds. Again, he's talking here about nighttime. So he's saying the chazal, the previous line that said, if you shech, the previous line that's missing, the Chzur Mechzer says, Hashoch behema bifnim balayla vahela b'chutz putter. If you shecht it at nighttime inside and bring it outside, you're putter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you shecht it at night inside and then bring it outside, you'll be chayev. So that's what he's saying here. Kol shechayev alav b'chutz, if you shecht it at night outside, you'll be chayev. So therefore, chayev alav kiyotz bo bifnim. If you shecht it inside at night, you'll also be chayev. If you bring it shehelo b'chutz, you offer it outside. Chutz, the exception is, now we're going back to what he agrees to with the birds, chutz menashochet bifnim v'hamala b'chutz. Everyone agrees, meaning Rabbi Shimon agrees, if you shech with a knife in bounds, so then if you bring that out of bounds, you won't be chayev, whereas if you shech out of bounds and you bring it up out of bounds, you will be chayev. Okay? Halacha, like I said before, is like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim, which is shechita b'chutz at night is a chayev karas. Everyone agrees to that. But shechita bifnim at night and brought out us out and offered up at whether day or night, you'll be putter.